This is Talking Business.
I'm joined now by Andrew Maloney, who's the founder and CEO of something called Student Super. G'day, Andrew.
Morning.
Now, we'll get on to Student Super in a moment. You've got this thing, what I'm interested in is Golden Goose Gifting, which is a super fund for grandparents to set up for their baby grandchildren.
That's right.
And I've got a baby grandchild, so I'm interested in this.
I know.
But tell us about your original business, which is the Student VIP.
So that was my original
website.
Yeah, that's the original business from 30 years ago. So I was a uni student, University of New South Wales, and had an idea for a computer finance program in my last year of university. And back then you could only get deferred loans for computers. And through a crazy luck, a friend of a friend knew the chief...
So 30 years ago, the computers were big then.
Well, just coming in. So late 80s, early 90s. And it was a point where the universities were starting to really worry that they're going to have to knock down most of the university and replace it with computer labs if kids didn't start buying them themselves and bringing them. So that unis had a big incentive to get more students to own computers. And they had all these deferred loans where you paid nothing. But 3 years later, you owed the money and the computer was old and then you have to start paying. So you weren't very happy and the bank would chase you and the bank wasn't very happy. And I just didn't understand why, as a sort of final year student, I wanted to do a thesis. I needed a new computer. Why didn't they have a loan you could pay off in $15 a week and you'd graduate with no debt and everyone would be happy? And a friend of a friend got me a meeting with the head of retail banking at Commonwealth Bank. And I'm like 21-year-old uni student. 2 days before I fell off my motorbike in my one and only David Jones suit, and being a 19 or 20-year-old boy.
Well, that's what you get for wearing a suit on the motorbike.
It's another story why I was wearing a suit. But anyway, I thought, what do I do? I've got this meeting with this extremely senior guy at the Commonwealth Bank. And I thought the obvious thing was to repair it with black gaffer tape. So
it was a black suit.
It was a black suit thing, but it was not invisible mending. And I turned up the Commonwealth Bank walking sideways with a suit repaired with black gaffer tape. And to this day, I don't know. I mean, the fact that I got the meeting was extraordinarily lucky. And why on earth this very senior guy said, yep, we'll start a finance program with you. And we launched as a trial and we'll lend $3 million to trial this computer finance program. And I went out to Apple Computer.
They wouldn't do that now, Andrew.
No.
I don't think they would anyway.
I don't think they would at all. So that's how my original business. So it started as a computer finance program with Apple and Combank. And I graduated in a recession in 1991. I think it was the Paul Keating recession. And so I just kept going with that. And then a couple of years later, met some uni students who had a textbook market and it seemed like a really good idea and they wanted to go off and become lawyers and they sold their textbook little market to me. And so we built that up as a big textbook market now in Australia. It still exists, still the biggest textbook market. And then all different online services for students, which we pulled together all in one brand many years ago as Student VIP. So there's now a website for uni students that half of all uni students use called studentvip.com.au.
Right. And so that's your main...
So that was the original 30-year career kind of thing, was a sequence of solutions to problems for students.
And has that funded your life pretty much?
Actually, funnily enough, it's been a terrible... As a business, it's just a terrible thing. You know, don't specialise in uni students. They haven't got any money. So most of my money's actually been made by private investing just on the stock market, which is lucky. I seem to have a knack for that. So that was the thing that actually kept me going. And right. But then the link final piece in the puzzle before we got to Super was that we started a share accommodation website.
Called Flatmates.
Well, the original idea was actually to have one that was for students, purely for students, not just everyone. And the pure student one actually failed, but we had bought Flatmates and decided, well, it's a big asset, we better keep going with it. And I found a fantastic business partner who had experience in Europe. And so we, after a couple of years, we relaunched it and had the great idea of actually charging someone for it. It was a free site for a long time, too long. And in its relaunched form, it became the third biggest real estate site in the country. And eventually realestate.com.au knocked on the door and said, come have a chat. And we sold it to them 2 years ago.
Right.
Which was, at that point, I could actually have just stopped working. But there was this one last challenge that I could really see affecting lots of young people. No one was looking at it, and it was superannuation. I'd always imagined, it'd be impossible to start a super fund. and luckily met a lawyer at Freehills who was the head of their superannuation practice, Michael Fasakis, and he said, I know how to start a super fund. And I said, I'd like to start one, please. And away we went. So that's the long story.
So you've got a super fund.
So we have a super fund. It's got an independent trustee through Trustee Partners, or now renamed Sargon. The administration's done by DDH Graham.
And how much money's in it?
Not much. I think we must be the smallest public office super fund in the country. Our customers don't have much money, our members.
I see. How long has it been going?
Launched in February this year.
Oh, okay, yeah, right. Yeah. Well, it's early days.
Very early. Yeah, so we've got $2 million and half our members have no jobs, so, which is part of our strategy, is to get kids to think about super just a little tiny bit and get it organised before they get a job. And walk in on that first day knowing that they have a super fund and knowing what it is.
So I noticed that you've got zero fees on balances under $1,000.
Well, that was the big thing.
So how many balances under $1,000?
Oh, I think at the moment about 90%.
So you're not making any money at all?
Making money this year, no. Oh, it's a long term. I mean, it's definitely a long term thing. I mean, this is where all the giant...
It's a good thing you've got Rich selling your business to News Corp, so you don't have to make any money. You're
a little,
okay.
A little bit lucky on that, yes. But it's a long term thing. I mean, it's where all the giant super funds of today came from, was from young people in industries that attracted young people, the supermarkets, the hospitality, the retail, the three biggest funds in the country, all started out as funds for young people. Nowadays, they're the mainstream.
So your proposition, presumably, or your plan would be that these students keep that super fund as they go through life.
That's right. So one of our, the upside of being called student super is it sounds very relevant to, if you're a student, it doesn't sound very relevant when you graduate. So we actually have two names. The fund doesn't change. The fund's got one name, but we have two websites, student super, and then when you become a full-time worker, you move across to our website, professionalsuper.com.au.
Oh, yeah.
And then all the educational components for a 25-year-old you'll find on that site versus the student education.
So what do you do with the money?
Well, we sat down with an asset consultant and said, we would like an evidence-based investment strategy. What's that? And they said, oh, well, that problem's been solved years ago. It's index investing. And so I said, well, how many super funds do that? And he said, oh, I think it's 92% are actively managed. I'm like, so only 8% do the evidence-based form of investing? He said, yeah, it's a strange world. So we are in a range of indexes. The index is run by Macquarie Bank. So it's the Macquarie Bank True Index
product. And who organises your asset allocation?
Activists, which is Steve Milicek, who's ex-IOOF.
Activists
as the asset allocator. And so that spreads the investments across a whole range of indexes. And we're not picking individual companies. We don't have the cost of picking individual companies or the volatility that implies. So it's a very simple, evidence-based investment strategy.
Right. And so the thing that I want to talk about is Golden Goose gifting. So,
well, that was the
which
prize.
Presumably is a spin-off from Student Super, right?
If you said to me in February this year, you will be at a baby expo talking to grandparents because of Student Super, I would have laughed. But what happened was first of all, a friend of mine called me up. I'm about to have a grandkid. Can I open a super fund? And it's like, what do you want to do that for? And it's like, well, I want to put money in it and compound for years. And so we had to ring up a very expensive lawyer to say, you know, can you open a super fund for a baby? And so the lawyer came back, yeah, there's a whole bunch of legislation about child superannuation. It's quite an easy thing to do. You need a tax file number. The parents have to do it. The grandparents can't do it. The parents, as the guardian, must open the account. But anyone can gift into it. So I sort of put it to one side, told my friend the advice, yes, he can go do it. And then we had a whole bunch of people call out. Because we're at Student Super, people imagine we're the super fund for young people, which is correct. But I think it started attracting phone calls of people saying, well, how young? And so we had a couple more phone calls, exact same question. And so after we got to sort of the fifth phone call, I was like, okay, you know, let's do this. It's not actually very hard to do. The problem really is just making sure we know who all the people are. So normally when you go to a super fund to open an account, there's only one field for member name and one field for email and one for mobile. And so we already had actually realised that people were opening accounts for babies, because you see the date of birth. You think, well, hang on, the baby was only born 6 months ago. I don't think that's its mobile number. You know, it probably doesn't have a phone yet. You know, so there was a parent there, but we didn't know the name of the parent. So all we really needed to do to offer the product, it's the same super fund, there's nothing changed there, is just to allow people to say, look, I'm the parent or the guardian, this is the child member, and these are the people that might want to put money into this account.
Right, so these accounts are just student super accounts.
Absolutely ordinary. And so there's no extra fee for the gifting. It's just an ordinary super account with our normal fees. No extra fee.
So what are the fees over 1,000? If it's zero, under 1,000, what are you?
I'll go from the top. Our normal fee is 99 basis points and $78 admin fee, which is just under the average of all super funds. Between 1,000 and 5,000, we do a 50% discount on the weekly admin fee. So that takes that from $78 to $39 a year. And then under 1,000, we're just completely fee-free, which took us almost a year. When we went to the super industry and said to all the consultants, we want to be fee-free, they all said it's impossible. And it took us a year of digging into the mechanics of the superannuation industry to be able to actually be completely fee-free under $1,000.
Right.
And that solves the biggest problem for young people. All the teenage kids have got this problem where they get a Christmas job. Right now they're all applying for them. They work over Christmas and they might earn the same, $200 in super. Except the super funds charge about $200 a year to look after it. So in a year's time, they've got nothing. In fact, we have so many students come into our focus groups and stuff, and they'll say, the first time I ever heard from my super company was from a letter saying, you're no longer a member. And I didn't even know I was. And apparently I'd had $200 sometime, And then next Christmas they get another job, probably end up with a different fund because their employers are always choosing it. And it's all happening on their first day of the job, so they're all a bit nervous. And the employer says, look, can we just tick this? And you're, okay, righto, whatever makes the new boss happy. And so you get a new fund, duplicate fees, and this zigzag of up, down to nothing. And so the simple solution was, well, just don't charge fees under $1,000.
And that presumably applies to the Golden Goose.
The Golden Goose gifting, same. The first $1,000 is absolutely no fees at all.
And so to set up a Golden Goose gifting, you set up an account, the parents have to do it. In the name of, you're not as trustee for the child, it's in the name of the child?
So the child's account, it's a normal child.
Can the child use that account through their life to their 65?
Absolutely. So one of the nice things about it is by the time they get to 18, two things will happen. One, they'll be in an account that is built for 18-year-olds, so they're in the right super fund to start with when they get there. But if you've put a little bit of money into it, it'll compound. They'll actually have a reasonable amount of money in the account. So most things, kids today will say, I don't really care about super. It's only got $50 in it.
And what they care about is buying a house, right? And so what you can't do is provide them with a deposit for the house.
Yeah, so we're getting advice on that, whether you can, because it is a personal contribution. It's coming directly from the grandparent to the super account. Does that mean it's gone through the... So we're getting advice on whether the first home super saver scheme, you can take that money out for a home. At the moment, we're not making a comment on that. We're assuming that it will have to stay there till 65. Interestingly, our professional super product, or the second website, that's the focus of that. If all these 25-year-olds also don't care about super, they want us to save for a home. So we'll make it easy in our professional super product to make safe for a home. But for the grandparents putting in, at the moment we're saying, look, assume it's going to be there till 65. And so,
but it might be available.
It might be, yeah. Yeah, we want to get an advice from the tax office.
We can't be sure. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to leave it there, Andrew.
Pleasure.
Been great talking to you.
Fantastic.
I've been talking to Andrew Maloney, who is the founder of Student VIP, Student Super, and now a service for grandparents to set up a super fund for their kids called Golden Goose Gifting.
Cheers.